dealing with coronavirus anxiety. Through so much of our normal daily lives, we are barely awake. We notice very little. Much is familiar, and we just assume that it is there, and it is what it is, and life will be what it is, and the future will be just as the past has been. And it is only when something odd happens, something unexpected, that we really begin to pay attention. I remember when I was involved in a car crash and I could see the car approaching so slowly, which eventually hit me, and it was as if time stood still. I noticed everything for the few moments that it took for the crash to happen. But oh my, how this virus pandemic has changed everything. For many, and I include myself in this, nothing has ever come close. And now, as the coronavirus response unfolds and is infiltrating into every aspect of our lives, then naturally we are much more alert. Indeed, we are on high alert. We notice everything, as nothing can be assumed to be as it always was, and always is, and always will be. And this includes, of course, all of our fears of a future which is now so uncertain and which can seem so fraught, over our health and the health of those we love, of our financial stability and the future of our work and the meaning that we derive, and indeed of our fundamental place in a society that has changed out of all recognition, at least for now. And every day seems to be reconstituted with new daily habits of food, supplies, daily interactions, and daily stresses. And as we stay with these fears and allow our imagination to feed them and fuel them, why, it is so easy to begin to drown in anxieties and helplessness. We are highly alert, but helplessly so. Helplessly alert in our drowning imagination. And then what happens? As we spend so much of our time alertly aroused and stressed and lost in a world that is both horribly familiar but also frighteningly new and challenging, well, one thing is certain. We can't think straight. And our high arousal keeps us stupid, open like the virus itself to wild imaginings, dread and helplessness. And perhaps it is the helplessness which is the most novel in this dangerousness. Because whatever will be, we are doing everything we can at this moment to fend off the virus, to live and feed and to protect our loved ones, and possibly, but possibly not, maintain some semblance of security. We are so insecure in what is so familiar. We are familiar in our fearfulness. And if this speaks to you, then allow yourself to sit back and for my voice to calm you and call to you. And as my words wash over you, allow yourself to feel that cool breeze slow you right down. Let your imagination wander and allow your recall free rein. What happy memories of gatherings and love and delight are there ready for you to dip into now? Are there moments of magic and connection? Can you hear music playing? And what especially beautiful colours are coming into view? Is there a holiday beach settling on the horizon? Perhaps you can see a precious hidden meadow stretching out before you, green, complete and magical. You will know what it is. Won't you? You will have the recall that you need in this glory of your remembered imaginings to create a moment that is still right there. That's right. You are staying with that. And as you begin to slow down, and as you begin to focus on what is calming you and is peaceful, why then you can find a moment to be present in this moment, to be complete and whole with the awareness of this moment. Your senses are speaking to you, or finger touch, engaging smell, sight, even with your eyes darkly closed, and taste, even with your mouth empty and moist. Of touch, smell, sight, and taste. That's right. In this moment, you are present, and the past has gone, and the future has still to be. And so, what else is right now that you can be having right now that you will be choosing to focus on right now? How will you create and enjoy the order and comfort of a routine? How can that give you the balance and boundaries that you crave now? That's right, find those small plans that you can hold in your hand now, like a small beautiful bird that you can release so it soars high up and away. That routine, that daily routine is waiting for you. There is that daily routine that you will create every day to be learning, meditating, teaching, entertaining, giving, being, feeding, laughing, and crying too. What will you be discovering in this new routine that keeps you present and now? What will be the most valuable, the most surprising, that delights you the most? Perhaps it has been there all along, but until now you never noticed just how precious it is. Family, moments of peace and love and laughter and learning and discovering as you slow down. I wonder what the memories are that you will be laying down now. For that time that is certainly coming where much of this is all over and you will be looking back and remembering with affection, perhaps. It could be that. For you to recall that rare time in our shared life story and reminisce and be reminded of what you learned and discovered. What an opportunity coronavirus presents for you. To be present in this moment and trust that however the future unfolds, that you will have the ability and the resources to deal with it as you have in the past, either well or it could be not quite so well. And in this moment you really do know that the future is unknowable. And Corona is an opportunity to remind yourself of all that you have and all that can be built to prepare for the future that will be. You have done all you can do at this time, and it is time for you to trust that you are comfortable in what will be, and it will be. And as you are present in this moment, what are the lessons that you might be able to learn? And what might be the opportunities that will arise out of this chaos? Because you know that out of all change comes opportunity, and the comfortable myths of certainty are now collapsing before you, disintegrating into dust. There is always there the opportunity to ride that tiger of change, and in so many ways you always have done that, haven't you? You don't know what will happen now, do you? Be released by your knowing of not knowing. Be released as you don't know what you don't know, knowing that you know only what you think you know. You do know now, not knowing. And as you sit there, calm and peaceful, you can imagine being on the top of a mountain, looking out and seeing the clouds that are even higher than you are. There are only clouds, and at best you can see a small gap which might reveal something of what is there out there. Or might it be an illusion? Or might it be impossible to understand as you see that tiny gap in the clouds? So find that peace. Live in the present moment and make those memories. And when you are ready, just begin to come back to your room gently now as I count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Excellent. And do find time to look at my website, where there is so much, including my therapy practice, at andrewmrichardson.co.uk. That's right, andrewmrichardson.co.uk. Thank you.